Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
What do you got?
Let's see. Gordy and I voted today.
You did?
We did go vote. Voted early. Right, yes. This one's going up Sunday. If you have not done it yet, make a plan.
Go on Tuesday.
Make a plan to vote. If you're not going to do it in this one, what are you doing? This is an important election. It's like, just do it. Please just vote. It doesn't take that long.
They'll give you a sticker.
Ours had candy.
I got a sticker. Sometimes they give you candy when you go to vote. It's a long line.
We spent about an hour at ours. We did hear that other polling places had like a 5-minute walk-in wait. It kind of depends where you are. But if you do spend an hour, just celebrate the fact that everyone else is trying to make their voice heard. And that's a good thing. And sometimes there are dots and Skittles, and you can eat those.
Do me the solid of double checking your machine, because some of those voteralizers are real butterfingers.
Yeah, if you do, serious moment. If you do vote and it's on a machine, review who you have selected before you hit the go button. And there is a voter protection number. Look it up. I don't remember what it is.
Not off the top of your head.
Not a joke. This is very serious. Please go vote. If you're in line by the time the polls close, like if the polls close and you are in line, you are allowed to vote.
Yeah, you're still good.
They can't make you leave.
Yeah. And now for something funny.
So we did that. I discovered that one of our patrons and I share the exact same birthday via a dumb meme game thing that had started in the Discord where you look up the movie that was top billing on your day of birth. And the tagline for that movie is supposed to be a predictor for your life, like some kind of fortune-telling thing.
Uh-huh.
So he had posted that his was Twins, the movie, and only a mother can tell them apart was the tagline. And then I looked at mine, and it was also Twins. And so we discovered that we are
twins.
That's the top movie on the day.
On the day that we were born.
I want to do this. I want to find out what mine was.
Someone looked it up for you because they thought it would be funny, so it's already in the Discord.
Mine's already
on
here? Is it before or after you found out you're twins?
It was after. I was curious but did not ask what time he was born, because if it was down to like the hour that we were both born, it'd be really creepy.
Apparently mine is Halloween 4, The Revenge of Michael Myers, with the following taglines to choose from. 10 years ago, he changed the face of Halloween. Tonight, he's back, or just he's back. Or it's gonna be one hell of a family reunion.
I think any of those work for your life. Although I do like he's back as a tagline for Gordy.
It is not something you want to hear said at any birth.
he's back.
I don't. Oh, no, he's back. There is no way to say. Can you say he's back in like a positive way?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Like there was a whole movie about dinosaurs and they'd sang and danced and they were back.
I guess you can, like at the end of Homeward Bound when the dogs and the cat show up.
He's back!
He's back. He came back to me.
He didn't die in a pit like we all thought.
There are phrases in the English language that always seem like they have a little bit of stank on them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, I hope you're happy. Like it's just... It is hard to say that
sincerely,
like really sincerely, without just a little bit of like stink on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Though you do bring up a good point about Homeward Bound. I do think it would be a better film if they said he's back and the dog crested the hill wearing a mask and carrying a knife.
If you change the tone of that line, you get suddenly the setup to a good sequel. Homeward Bound 2, they're back from the dead.
The Reckoning.
I would watch a horror movie where the main villain is a dog in a mask with a knife. So, not like a Cujo-style dog villain.
Just like a regular...
Yeah, like normal
dog.
Normal plot points of your standard kill all the teens in the woods horror flick.
Air Bud 7, slash in action.
Starring that dog bounty hunter from Pupstar. He didn't get his kibble and he went over the edge. He lost the power of speech, but he remembered it.
Can we briefly talk about Air Bud again? Because we did recently watch one of the films.
I was about to say we did watch one.
That film was false advertising on all fronts.
It was. I didn't go into it anticipating this, but my favorite part was how believably sad the dog was every time it wasn't doing sports.
Which yes. was...
Like, that was our joke at the beginning, but it was supported throughout the film.
Our narrative had in-context support. And it was indeed most of the film that he didn't do sports, so there was...
And just so depressed looking.
Yeah, most of the movie was just a sad dog looking wistfully in the direction of a ball.
We watched the volleyball Air Bud.
We did.
And it's like 45 minutes into that movie before the real volleyball starts.
Before you see a sports at all.
Yeah, and there's not even a dog involved.
I would say not a lot of that movie is dedicated to volleyball. Maybe a third the screen time.
The first 45 minutes was two girls being sad about one of them living in California.
Right. Yeah, that is sort of the crux of the plot is these girls who are friends. One of them moves away and they're sad about it. Totally fine.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with that setup. But it is not a dog playing sports.
I do, right.
Which it does purport to be.
I do appreciate the narrative realism of the fact, like, this town recognizes this dog.
Yes,
because when he
everybody
shows up,
knows Bud.
Yeah, when he shows up Bud on the volleyball sports. Field in a jersey, no one's like, "A dog can't play volleyball." They're like, "Oh shit, right. Yeah,
oh yeah, great like idea. Let's do the sports dog."
Like they know by now that like, this is a dog that has won awards doing sports. We're happy. To have Bud on some kind of sports field once again.
So the order of these movies is basketball, followed by
football,
then soccer, then baseball,
volleyball,
then volleyball.
That's the core. All the balls. The first five.
So I want Air Bud Golf to be the reboot.
Ooh, tricky. Yeah.
So basketball, the joy of that movie was the wonder of a dog can play freaking basketball, and we've never seen this before.
Mm-hmm. What a crazy concept.
Football, I feel like it would just be like...
Let's give this dog a concussion.
Yeah, like, football's mostly holding a ball and running with it, which dogs do all the time. So I feel like that wouldn't be as impressive. I haven't seen that film yet, so I don't know how the audience reacts to, oh my god, a dog's playing football. Soccer, a little bit more... like not dog skills involved in that, a little bit more impressive. Right. Baseball, if he swings a bat in that, then yes, everyone should be thoroughly impressed with Bud. But by the time you get to volleyball, like they've seen him do all the other sports, no one gives a shit that this dog can play volleyball. It's just basketball with a different kind of net. They're just like, all right, cool.
It was very much the same motions.
Yeah, like he's doing all the basketball stunts, just different net. On a beach.
I have two Air Bud things.
Okay.
Yes.
The first being in the base. We haven't watched the baseball one. Maybe it's answered in that. It should at least be covered. Is it more impressive for the dog to bat or pitch?
I would say pitch.
Because how does the dog get some real, real pepper on that ball?
It's also like the pitcher is also a much more important part of the team than any individual batter.
Right.
I think I'm not a baseball person, so I can't. Like, really speak to the strategy of the game. But, like, the pitcher's out there the whole time. And then
it's more or less up to them to control the game.
And you have a lot of batters. So if you have one bad batter, I guess that's okay. You got plenty of other people.
He gets three chances and someone else replaces him.
Right, who can do it. And so I would say, yes, it is more impressive if the dog is on the
is
mound
the opening pitcher
the whole time. Yeah. Is the starting pitcher.
I feel like Air Bud's personal career saga is like, starts out really high with basketball, slopes down pretty hard with the other sports because everyone's kind of bored of it. And baseball happens, we reach another peak because any part of that game, difficult for a dog,
for a
to,
dog
accomplish.
To accomplish.
And then we see, like, this is his retirement. He misses sports. He misses the rush and the thrill And no one really cares that he plays volleyball. They really don't. There's no dogs can't. That's against the charter. There's none of that. It's just like, yeah,
they're very amicable to Air Bud's desires to play sports.
And for the the final tournament, they're like, ah, shit, our best player, the dog, is not here.
We have to go out without the dog.
Because he has been caught in a robbery scheme.
Second Air Bud thing. Yes. I immediately rescind the golf reboot idea because I thought of a much better one.
Yeah. Okay.
Tennis. And this is a story of Air Bud's kryptonite, the one sport that Air Bud cannot play because the tennis ball unlocks the dog's inner desire to just catch and chew it.
Just the deep structures in his brain activate.
It is a battle between sports instincts and dog instincts. And it tortures Air Bud.
That'd be a good
movie. It is the gritty reboot.
Yes. The other aspect of this movie is a jewel heist.
As you would assume would go along with a volleyball movie.
You know, Air Bud movies.
There's a jewel heist subplot. And I'd like, the plot itself doesn't really need to be there or make a lot of sense. It's like fun crimes to witness, but
yeah, it's there to stretch out the movie. If you plucked it from the rest of this, no one would notice.
The two would-be jewel thieves come from a very specific school of acting. I would say that you find in a lot of kids' movies where you have sort of like the villain duo.
Yeah, the Bumble Boys.
Like two bumbling villain idiots. Sometimes one of them is like the brains of the operation. In this case, I would say no. They're both kind of equally dum-dums.
One is a bulk and one is a skull.
Right. Yeah, if you want to label those archetypes, that's basically it.
Or a Jasper and a Horace.
Yeah. Are there specific, are there acting classes for these roles specifically, do you think? Like, if you want to break into like bumbling villain in a child's movie.
Yeah, you go to the Joe Pesci School of Coasting.
School of Coasting. You go to a workshop with Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern.
They tell you how to make it on Easy Street in Hollywood.
Kids' movies. They expect nothing from you.
We will teach you all the tricks of the trade of antagonizing dogs and children.
Can you make a
two main adversaries
on one side of your face? All right, you're good.
You might occasionally run into a horse. We have specialty classes for those.
Now, there are some different subclasses if you are a Horace or a Jasper. If you're the Horace class, you do have to learn new and funny ways to eat various foods.
I'm sorry, you just invented the best MMO. I'm a Horace class bumbler.
I would have putting all my ranks into Horace this time around. I'm gonna max out my Horace levels. Get those new skills. How do MMOs work?
I specialize in stealing puppies and eating grilled cheese sandwiches sloppily.
Yeah, a kids movie MMO from the perspective of the villains would be a really fun game to play. You have to do the puzzles to solve the fact that the ice cream championship dog sport isn't exactly out of the lasers for a jewel, as though an ice cream man was maybe plotting his own jewel heist that the movie never got around to.
Yeah, I wish that was real.
Our story was way better.
We're good at stories. It's like we do it every week or something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Were Bulk and Skull the originals? That must have been going on before them, right? Like, who?
Well,
who
Horace and Jasper.
Horace and Jasper?
Yeah, the 101 Dalmatians. Probably even further back than that.
Yeah, I...
Like, there's Abbott and Costello, but they're not really, like, villains.
Right, that's a different thing. Like, when did it become...
villainous?
Not even necessarily villainous in general. When did it become specifically this, right? Like, Bulk and Skull...
Antagonistic.
But it, like in
like
this
two like, bumblers, both idiots. Mm-hmm. One like skinny and a little scary looking, and one heavier set who is often eating something.
Dumbly.
Badly. Like sandwich cannot stay together.
Whoa. Clearly I'm fat and I eat a lot, but I don't know how to do it somehow.
Never learned any skills from my vast experience.
You think I would have picked it up by now based on my weight, but clearly I'm bad at it.
That's how bumbling I am.
I've somehow bumbled food into my gullet my whole life.
Well, those characters have to try to eat constantly just to get the minimal. It's like pandas. They're not equipped for survival, and they have to keep constantly trying just to get enough calories to sustain them.
Listeners, if you have early examples of this, I'm all ears for them. I'm drawing a blank currently.
Yeah, if we can find, like, the folklore origins for Horace and Jasper.
Obviously, the first place that my brain goes to is cartoons and Power Rangers. That should come as a surprise to no one.
I like that Power Rangers are their own separate entity.
Yeah, they're not cartoons.
I mean, there were Power Rangers cartoons.
Heroes.
Defend Angel Grove from monsters.
We could build out that MMO a little more.
Well, are there competent villain classes in it? Or is it solely populated by Joe Pesci's?
Well, if it's a kids' MMO, I think adults in most kids' movies are always idiots.
Yes.
They're either idiots or, like, benevolent ice cream people or absent parents.
Gotta get them out of the way.
Like the kind of parents that go to a veterinary conference.
For, like, a month.
Yeah, months. Apparently, like, 6 weeks to 2 months, like, in this Air Bud movie. Because they went to a conference, and in that time, their daughter ran a business,
start and lost,
like,
a business
into the ground, became interested in volleyball,
got
good at volleyball, and won most of a tournament at volleyball.
Not even a tournament, a season.
Yeah, like a whole season of
to
volleyball.
To get into the tournament.
Right, and then the tournament itself.
It was a long veterinary conference. I hope they learned a lot.
They learned personally how to heal every animal.
The conference was some grisly old veterinary man, like, slowly shuffles into a room, the doors lock behind him, and he dusts off a giant tome of animals in alphabetical order, and he says, "We start here, and we end when the book is done." Aardvark diseases.
I don't know that this game is maybe suited ideally for an MMO. I think it would be better as a more a God of War style thing.
Yes, tell me more about Joe Pesci and God of War.
Ooh, what? It took a second to connect in my brain, but oh boy.
Go on, I'm listening to Joe Pesci and God of War.
Yes,
maybe not
please.
Your ideal vessel for this idea, knowing very little about video games other than what I see you criming up.
Is Joe Pesci playing Kratos? Please.
Yes. Absolutely.
Joe Pesci, the angry man Kratos who tries to kill the gods.
But in this case, the gods are small children and their dog.
And that he's trying bad at it.
That he's trying to kill?
He's trying to, yeah, or get to
rob.
Something better, yeah.
Say rob.
Trick into robbing for him.
It's Joe Pesci, God of War, trying to defeat young Macaulay Culkin, but it has quap controls. As you slip and slide and just jam your head directly into fire. Is that enough?
That is probably good, yes.
It'd be more like one of those survival games, the one where you've got the killer versus the... Well, you could have modes where some people can play the kids and set all the traps, but most of it is you trying to survive these nightmare children, and your character is dumb, and you have to work around that.
Honestly, I would be satisfied with Joe Pesci in any survival game already, if, like, already present arc. Like Joe Pesci punching trees to get wood to survive, surrounded by dinosaurs.
Yes.
But the dinosaurs keep setting traps for him.
Oh. What if Home Alone was dinosaurs?
The TV show?
Welcome to my TED Talk.
Yeah, dear TED Talk organization. This is a nigh limitless conversation.
Is there a market for TED Talks that are only interesting to people on mushrooms?
Yes. I would say you have a very large market for that.
They're supplied at the door.
Cha-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, cha-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Cha-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, cha-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.